Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Governor Murphy is sounding the alarm as viral transmission rates of coronavirus continue to rise in New Jersey. The rules of the road could be tightened again if things don't quickly change. The story from KYW's South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The rate of transmission is well over 1-to-1. Positive cases are up about 200 a day from just a month ago. Bottom line for Governor Phil Murphy.
We are standing in a very dangerous place. The alarms are going off. The only way to silence these alarms and get back to the process of moving forward is for everyone to take them seriously.
While not getting specific, Murphy says he's ready to put the brakes on what's permitted unless trends change and soon, like over the weekend soon.
Murphy says problems mostly center on indoor events like parties where too many people are jammed in one place with little regard to wearing masks and staying apart. U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia was in Montgomery County Friday meeting with business owners to talk about how to rebuild the economy. Here's KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert.
Scalia says in his meeting with business owners in Willow Grove, they discussed progress in rebuilding the economy, but he says he understands there's work to be done, like keeping workers and customers safe and the virus at bay while also supporting people still out of work.
In many circumstances, wearing masks are just going to remain important.
Scalia restated his support for Republican-backed stimulus payments and incentives for businesses to hire workers who have been laid off, also improvements to computer systems.
He says rather than an extra $600 in unemployment checks, he supports 70% of lost wages and $200. But state unemployment officials say that would require a massive and time-consuming overhaul of the current system. The Philadelphia School Board has signed off on the revised plan to start the academic year completely online because of concerns over coronavirus. Board President Joyce Wilkerson voted yes, but has big concerns about what's being done to accommodate parents who work during the day. Superintendent William Hite says the city plans to establish safe drop-off sites with internet access where children can do their schoolwork.
Some of these could be schools. Others could be community centers or libraries or other places where summer programs may have been run out of.
Hite admitted the district was ill-equipped for online schooling in the spring, but he says the district is planning better teacher training for the all-virtual start this fall. It appears New Jersey's largest teachers union is on the same page with Governor Murphy when it comes to the basics of resuming classes in the fall to a point. Both the New Jersey Education Association and the governor put health and safety at the top of their priority list, but it's left to districts to make sure classroom instruction, if offered, meets that standard. NGEA President Maria Blastan isn't sure many districts can get that done by around Labor Day, given a lack of protective equipment.
We can't invite our students into these buildings. We can't have staff into buildings that we are not confident that the health and safety standards are in place. So I can't give you a date on a calendar because this is not business as usual.
There's a move in the legislature to start the year in virtual mode statewide. If a district pushes for classroom work and teachers aren't comfortable with that, she won't say what the union might do about it. A massive apartment fire in Chester County has left at least 100 people homeless. It happened Thursday night at the Ashwood Apartments in Pottstown. At least five people were hurt in that fire, including one firefighter. Sherry Urzinski lives in the building. She was on the third floor watering her sister's plants when someone told her to get out.
Grabbing my important papers, but now I think of everything else I should have grabbed because I didn't take it seriously. I thought, you know, it'll be out in a matter of minutes. Who would ever think?
The Red Cross assisting displaced residents that caused the fire is under investigation. Pennsylvania will foot the cost of postage for voters to mail in ballots in November's general election. Could cost the state several million dollars, but officials say paying for the postage is a way to make voting more accessible, safer, and easier during the pandemic. The Wolf administration says it plans to use federal funding from the CARES Act to pay for it. Under the plan, voters who apply for and receive a mail-in or absentee ballot will also get a postage-paid ballot return envelope. That's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.